Chapter 8.1 Section Summary.
The American colonies had declared their independence from Great Britain in July 1776. As they formed a new government, they drew on different political ideas. They drew from the Magna Carta, which limited the British king's power, and the English Bill of Rights, which gave power to the people's representatives in Parliament. The colonists also learned from philosophies of the Enlightenment. John Locke's idea of a social contract said that the government was responsible for protecting the people's natural rights, or fundamental rights. In 1639, colonists in Connecticut drew up the first written constitution, a set of basic principles and laws that determine the powers and duties of the government. The first state constitutions organized their governments as republics. A republic is a government in which the leaders are elected and the people hold the political power. Each state also passed a Bill of Rights, which is a document describing the specific rights that a government promises its citizens. The Virginia Statute for Religious Freedom, drafted in 1787, protected many individual rights, including freedom of religion. Many states also expanded suffrage, or voting rights, in their Bill of Rights. In 1776, representatives from the colonies joined together to draft the Articles of Confederation, a document creating a central government with limited powers. The new government would not take effect until ratification, or formal approval, by all of the states. If the states ratified the articles, they would be governed by a Confederation Congress. The last state ratified the articles in 1781. Under the articles, the central government could coin money, make treaties with foreign nations, and resolve conflicts between the states. Congress raised money for the new government by passing the Land Ordinance of 1785, which called for surveys and division of public lands in the West so that they could be sold to the public. Congress also passed the Northwest Ordinance of 1787. The ordinance created the Northwest Territory, a huge area in the present-day Midwest. Under the Northwest Ordinance, when a portion of the territory had 60,000 people living there, the settlers could draft a constitution and petition Congress to be admitted to the Union as a state. The Northwest Ordinance also established a political structure for the Northwest Territory.